Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning.
That's Elevation Worship. Do it again right here on Mix Sunday Morning on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. In the studio with me this morning is Miss Gabby Knox. But before we get to her, let's take this show to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for another opportunity. For each one that's listening, Lord, whether it's today, tomorrow, or whenever, Lord, that the words from the music, the words from me, the words from Gabby, Lord, are all from you. And it'll glorify your kingdom. Lord, I give you this show. I'll step back, take the control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, Miss Gabby Knox in the studio. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
I am too. So we'll have more of Gabby coming up. But right now it's Hillsong United Oceans right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Pat Barrett, The Way, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. And Gabby, you said the song that we came out of the last break into, Oceans, is your what?
My mom's favorite song.
So we found something we didn't know already.
Yes, we did.
You haven't even started yet.
She loves that song.
It's a pretty cool song.
It is. It really is.
Well, this segment, Miss Gabby, is getting to know who it is. Miss Gabby Knox, because to me, you're the superstar. Around these parts here, you're a superstar. But there are people listening that don't know you. So who are you?
Well, to be honest, that's a question I ask myself every day. As I get a little older, I'm like, who am I? But for the basics, I grew up in Sylacauga, Alabama. Graduated from Sylacauga. My mom and dad, Keith and Carmen Knox, they work, my dad works at the hospital, my mom works at a company out of Montgomery. My two baby brothers, Ethan and Dylan, so that makes me the big sis.
They're not babies anymore.
They're not, and that's what's sad. Ethan's 18 now, and Dylan is 11. And I swear they think they are 32, and it's a battle every day, but I, like I said, graduated from Sylacauga. I go to Troy University, and I'm right now in nursing school there, and only have a year and a half left. So December 2023, I will be a nurse, hopefully.
How's Troy?
It's good. I really do love it. Honestly, it reminds me of Sylacauga, like the small town type, but everyone there is so sweet, and I just always felt like big colleges, like Alabama and Auburn, I loved them, but for me it always kind of intimidated me, so I was like, Troy's kind of a happy medium, not too far away from home but far enough away to where I can be a grown-up, quote unquote.
Well, I'm staying away from Troy right now because about 6 months ago I took a really late night trip down to Troy to pick up a dog.
What dog did y'all pick up?
A Rottweiler from the hospital down there.
Oh.
On my way up to Montgomery, I'm about 6 miles south of Montgomery, by myself, 6 or 7 piglets ran across the road, and I tore the bumper, the front end, off of Mindy's Accord.
Oh, wow.
And I will never live that down.
No, that'll never go.
So Troy is
off limits.
I'm staying away right now.
Off limits. And that drive to Troy, it'll get you. That 2-hour drive.
It's a long way of nothing. Once you get past Montgomery, there's nothing.
And, like, going through, like, Rockford and Wetumpka and all that. Oh, my Lord. I genuinely feel like it never ends. So, other than the drive, it's pretty fun.
It is. Well, we'll be back to learn more about Miss Gabby Knox. I think she brought some things to the table today, and we'll get into those. But we'll have more with Gabby. Coming up now, Toby Mac, Help is on the Way, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's David Crowder, Come As You Are, right here on Mix Sunday Morning, back with more of Miss Gabby Knox. Gabby, what's your favorite Christian song?
It's really a hard one, but if I had to just pick one, I would have to say Once and For All by Lauren Daigle.
Look at there, Lauren Daigle.
That's probably my favorite all time.
I have to look at the lineup. I think Lauren Daigle is very popular on our playlist.
Well, I love her. There's nothing like just listening to her just while I'm driving, just letting her every song just play. But definitely my favorite's Once and For All.
There's sometimes I will pull Lauren Daigle up on YouTube on my TV and turn the surround sound on. And you know, where it would just repeat different songs or just carry on with Lauren Daigle. And you get caught up.
You
can listen to her for literally an hour
it's
more.
It's so easy. Her voice, like the message, everything about her songs, I love.
Have you ever been to a concert?
No. And me and my mom were actually planning one, and then COVID happened and all that. So we don't know. Hopefully I'll be able to go to one eventually.
Maybe we can get so big here at Mix Sunday Morning, we can do a meet and greet with her.
Yes, that would be crazy.
Let's see what we can do.
That would be crazy.
Well, all right, we'll keep Gabby here with us, but right now we'll go to Mandisa right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Big Daddy Weave, the Lion and the Lamb, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. In the studio with us, Miss Gabby Knox. Gabby, you had some homework to do. I know you're on summer break, and that's the last thing you wanted. And I really felt bad about asking you to do it, but it just is part of the show. And what I'm more impressed of is there are two things, really, I guess three things I asked, and you already took care of the song, but you didn't bring any notes. That's cool. So I think this segment is your favorite Bible verse, and why is that your favorite verse?
Well, I would say my favorite would have to be Proverbs 3:5-6. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. And I don't know, to me, not really when I was younger, but as I've gotten older and gotten to where like I actually go through things on a daily basis that I don't understand, and I'm just confused and I don't understand how God would want that to happen, whether it be to my friends, to my family, in my own life, I read that and I'm just like, you don't have to understand. Like, that's what he's saying. Acknowledge him. Do not lean on your own understanding. He has a plan, and that's going to happen regardless if I understand it or not. It'll be for the best. So I try to read that and remind myself of that every time. I'm like, what is happening? Like, why would this happen? And I just have to say it's all part of a plan.
That's a good verse, because that is a verse really for today, this age live in. Because a lot of people get consumed in today and me, and they forget that it's God's plan. And a lot of times it doesn't work out the way
we want
it to work out. But as you can tell, you're getting older now, even though you're still a young Padawan. you can see that. Look in your past and see, well, maybe that happened because you see the Lord in it then.
And you can sit, like, as I get older, I'm like, okay, well, I didn't understand it then, but I understand now. Mm-hmm. And that would not have ever been good for me. Like, this happened and it is so much better. But in the time, I was crushed, heartbroken, didn't understand why I didn't get this or why this happened or yada, yada, yada. And so now I'm just like, I've got to remind myself, it's not about what I want. It's about what he has planned.
Awesome, sister. Yeah. Well, all right, we'll come back to you. I think you have two more segments signed in the contract to take care of this morning. But coming up now, Zach Williams right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back. Mix Sunday Morning right here on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. Greg Wyckoff in the studio. And the superstar right across from me, Miss Gabby Knox.
Yes, sir.
You can't help it, can you? I mean, that was that laugh of, I just can't help it. I know that.
I can't help it. I'm glad you think so, though, because about every day I'm like, dang, Gabby, get yourself together. No, not. If I can get through, I would consider myself a superstar if I can get through nursing school.
You'll get there.
I hope so, because.
You'll get there.
Kicking my butt.
We'll just pray about it. We will.
I know, and that's what I do, and that's what my parents tell me to do, and I do it, and I'm like, oh, just make me smart for just another semester and a half. But I think I'll be okay. I think I'll be able to get through. Because I feel like that really is his plan for me. I couldn't see myself doing anything else but taking care of us. Like, I don't know why. Like, I don't think I could do anything else. And I enjoy it much more than I thought I would. So I feel like that's a sign.
Well, we know how tough it is to be a Christian these days, period.
Mm-hmm.
But to be young and to be a Christian in a college town, what challenges do you have?
I mean, there's one every corner, literally. And it's just, it's as simple as like looking at someone and thinking something, well, why is she wearing that? Or why are they doing that? It's like you have to catch yourself and it's like, why are you sitting here judging? Like, as little as that may like seem, it's just the little stuff like that add up. And it's like, Lord, forgive me, because that's not how I'm supposed to be looking at other people. That's not what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's hard to, I guess, hold yourself back, you know, when your friends are doing stuff, or when, you know, you're like, well, this is fun. Like, I want to do it. But it's like, but should you? Like, and I guess it's hard, like you said, being in a college town. But I just have to remind myself, it's not hard to be a Christian. It's just everything around you makes it feel like it's hard, kind of thing. So, I mean, I definitely have my days where I'm just like, I need to talk to God, because this has not been a good day. I haven't made the right decisions, you know, so on and so forth. But as long as I pray about it, I think it's okay.
We'll leave it there at so far and so forth.
Yeah, so on and so forth.
We're not going to talk about it this morning.
Yeah, I just put a pin in that one.
Well, that will lead us into our next segment, because I think everybody just stay tuned, because I believe you have a devotion for us, and I'm very interested to hear what the Lord has laid on your heart and the wisdom that you have, Gabby.
Yes, sir.
All right. Coming back, we'll have Gabby Knox and a devotion right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Corey Asbury, Reckless Love, right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. I want to thank Gabby Knox again for taking the time to come out this morning and to share a little bit of her life, a little bit of testimony, and give us a word of encouragement. And you can see that no matter what happens, the Lord is in this younger generation, and we just need to pray for him. We need to lift this younger generation up in prayer. Coming up now, Elevation Worship, Graves into Gardens on Mixed Sunday Morning. That's Life Church Worship, where the Spirit of the Lord is, right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. As we end another show, another week, I'm thankful that I was blessed to have another wonderful guest this morning, Miss Gabby Knox. And I want to tell you, you can go on Spotify, go to Mixed Sunday Morning, and listen in to all the guests, and hopefully Miss Gabby will be episode number 18. Well, I just want to leave you with something really quick this morning. It's something I saw on Facebook today. Somebody shared, and it said, the same God who parted the Red Sea for Moses and raised Lazarus from the dead is going to take care of your situation in Jesus' name. Do not doubt the power of Jesus' name. No matter what you're going through, no matter how well you've been blessed or how much you're suffering right now, trust in the name of Jesus. He's coming back soon. Get ready. Turn to him. Keep finding him in every situation you have. Have a blessed week. If he doesn't come back this week, we'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mix Sunday Morning.